Changing destructive behaviors and limiting beliefs is less like flipping a switch and more like cleaning contaminated water. If you were handed a tank of sewage and told to turn it into clean drinking water, you would not solve the problem by scooping out a single cup and declaring victory. The process would require filtration, circulation, chemical balancing, and time. In many ways, personal transformation works the same way. When water is polluted, the contamination is not just floating on the surface. It is suspended throughout the system. Similarly, harmful behaviors are not isolated incidents. They are expressions of deeper emotional sediments: fear, shame, insecurity, unresolved pain. We often try to skim the surface by changing a visible habit while leaving the underlying beliefs untouched. But unless the internal filtration system is installed and maintained, the water clouds again. Consider a swimming pool that has turned green with algae. The first reaction is often shock and discouragement. How did it get this bad? Yet the algae did not bloom overnight. It grew gradually because the filtration system was weak, neglected, or overwhelmed. In the same way, unhealthy patterns take hold when our mental and emotional filters, self-awareness, discipline, boundaries, reflection, are underdeveloped or overrun by stress. The key is the filter. A pool filter does not eliminate algae in a single pass. It works continuously, cycling water through fine membranes that trap contaminants bit by bit. At first, the pool may even look worse. Chemicals are added, debris rises to the surface, and cloudy water makes it seem as if nothing is improving. But behind the scenes, the filter is working. The process requires patience and repeated circulation. Personal growth follows this same arc. When we begin challenging harmful beliefs, discomfort intensifies. Old memories surface. Emotional debris becomes visible. It can feel as if we are regressing rather than progressing. This is often the stage where people give up. They mistake temporary cloudiness for failure. In reality, it is evidence that the filtration system has started. Over time, however, something interesting happens. The cleaner the water becomes, the more sensitive the system must be. In a heavily polluted tank, large contaminants are obvious. But once the water is mostly clear, even small impurities stand out. The filter must work harder and more precisely to maintain purity. Similarly, as we grow, our standards rise. Subtle negative self-talk, minor boundary violations, or small lapses in discipline become more noticeable. The work becomes more refined, not easier. This is why sustained change demands consistent maintenance. A pool left unattended will eventually turn green again. Clean water requires circulation. Healthy beliefs require reinforcement. Daily reflection, intentional habits, supportive environments. These are the ongoing filtration mechanisms of a strong identity. Turning sewage into drinking water is not glamorous. It is technical, repetitive, and patient work. But the transformation is profound. What was once toxic becomes life-giving. What was once murky becomes transparent. In the same way, when we commit to strengthening our internal filter, our ability to examine thoughts, regulate emotions, and choose long-term values over short-term comfort, clarity becomes possible. The goal is not to avoid contamination entirely. It is to build a system strong enough to handle it. With time and consistent filtration, even the dirtiest water can run clear.